All right. Settle down, you fuckers. You've been summoned here by me, Shadeclaw, on behalf of our noble Dark Lord. He wants to remind you all of who you belong to. We aren't causing carnage just for the sake of it. We're building towards a better world. One that all of monster kind can see and thrive in. We aren't so afraid of getting our hands dirty, are we? Now, I would love to say the meeting is adjourned and let you all on your merry way. But the Dark Lord won't settle for that. He gave me explicit instructions to make a demonstration out of someone. With the fight so close on the horizons, nerves are bound to be tense. This may lead to deserters. We can't have that in the Dark Lord's army. We are all true believers, and that means our faith in the Dark Lord is unwavering. But that faith must be tested in hard times. Moments like this define who we are as an army, as a person. You're not going to back down in the face of danger, are you? No, you're not. You're going to look our enemies in the eyes as you take their life. You're going to show them who we are and what you don't mess with. And if you think about deserting us, leaving our cause to join some pumpkin lilies, then go ahead. But I've been sent here to show you all personally what happens to those that lack faith. Those that don't believe in our cause of a better tomorrow. I am here to show you a mere fraction of the Dark Lord's wrath. May I have a volunteer? Oh, yes. You will do nicely. Come on up to the stage, little one. That's it. Ooh, watch your step. Very good. Come on up and tell me. What is your name, eager one? Isn't that a nice-sounding name? It suits you very well. Too bad that's not what is going to be used with you. Take off your clothes. I don't have time to wait. Undress in front of everyone. Come on. It's not like we haven't seen it before. Take it off, little one. You volunteered for this, didn't you? That's right. You'll do as your master commands. Take off your clothes, little one. That's a good start. You're a member of the Dark Lord's army. I expect you to act like it. That means obeying the commands of your superior officers. When I give you an order, you are to do it, no questions asked. You are here to serve a higher purpose. The Dark Lord, what would he see if he saw you hesitating like this? Do you think he would be proud of the wimp in front of me? Do you think he would be impressed if you were able to preserve your modesty for just a second longer? Because I've met the man. I can tell you from first-hand experience. He's not going to give two fucking shits. He doesn't care about your dignity before, after, or during. Therefore, I don't care about your dignity. You can get that when you're dead. When you're in an army such as this, your job is to take orders and not question them. Got it? That's good, because I would hate to repeat myself. Now that you're naked, I want you to spin around. Show the crowd every inch of you. You wanted to keep that hidden, but I don't think you get that. You want to keep your life more than you want to keep your modesty, don't you? That's good. That's smart. Show me you have brains somewhere. As everyone can see, we don't take kindly to those that hesitate. There is no room for second-guessing things anymore. We're on a strict schedule, and it's getting down to the wire. This final fight will determine who among us is truly a believer of the Dark Lord, for those are the only ones that survive. Tell me, little one, do you believe in the Dark Lord's message? Do you believe that he speaks the truth? Do you believe that he will bring peace to us monsters, allowing us to live amongst the rest of the people? You see that? That's a true believer. One that is unwavering in what they say because it is the truth. Our Dark Lord is the one we have been waiting for. If that isn't enough to convince you to stay and fight for the cause, then what happens to those that try to flee will? Eager one, why don't you turn around and face the crowd for me? Good. I want you to be facing the crowd for this. You know what we do to deserters, right? Then this is going to be a surprise for you. Try not to have too much fun. You seem to be enjoying this all a little bit too much. When dealing with a deserter, one might try to act excited for what's about to happen. Don't let it fool you. That's an attempt to throw you off your game. Don't fall for it. When teaching a deserter what a low-life worm they are, you may use as much force as you need. You don't have to make it enjoyable for them or even allow the detainee to orgasm. It's about your pleasure. When you try to leave this army after pledging your life to the Dark Lords, we turn you into a fuck toy. Once the entire camp has had their fun with you, you're then sent off to the Dark Lord, where he deals with you personally. But one of those little sessions might go a bit something like this. I need to give an example after all. You ready, little one? Be good and take a deep breath for me. You're going to need it. Oh, that's good. Oh, yeah. For those in the crowd, I slid in completely, bottoming out right away. And I didn't give the little one any time to adjust either, starting to thrust in and out right away. Yes. This is because in this scenario, we're pretending you're a deserter, little one. This is how we treat them. We fuck them roughly, show them their place, remind them how they are lower than the dirt we stand on. Oh, yes. You're nothing to us, little one. Don't you forget it. The only reason you're able to breathe right now is because it pleases me. You feel good impaled on my cock. You keep it up and keep making me feel this good, and I'll keep letting you breathe. Oh, you want those lungs in working condition, don't you? Especially if we're going into a fight. You'll want to be able to defend yourself, won't you? So be good for me and you'll keep breathing, sweet one. That's all you have to do. Oh, yes, yes. Oh, that a good bitch. Moaning around my tendril as it fucks inside you. This isn't about your pleasure. If you happen to come on my cock, that's great. But I'm not trying to make you. I'm not thrusting against your bitch button on purpose, little one. I want you desperate and eager to please. Right on the verge of almost getting what you want. Oh, yeah. If this was a real deserter, if this was someone I was fucking for real and trying to really hammer a point to, I would say something like, oh, come on, bitch. Don't you want to show me that you have some sort of value? You were worthless on the fields, and worse than useless back at camp. Thought you could escape your duty by fleeing, by taking the coward's way out? Oh, you fucking disgust me. The only thing you would be good for is being a cum dump for our camp. That's where you really have value, right? Being an open hole for others to use whenever they want. Oh, I mean, it's not like you can fight. You flee when you see the first signs of danger. Oh, we can't just let you go and have your merry little way. Oh, no. We punish weak bitches like yourself. We show them their place. You're not a soldier. You are never a fucking soldier. You were always meant to be the camp's bitch, weren't you? Oh, fuck. Then say it. Say you're the camp's bitch. Oh, that's right. It sounds so cute when it's coming from you, trying to bite back another moan as you admit to everyone what a whore you are. Oh, come on, bitch. This is what you wanted. You volunteered for this. Doesn't it feel good? That's right. Moaning on my tendril as it tickles inside you. Fucking you nice and deep. Just how a sweet one like you needs it, right? Oh, God. You're so fucking desperate for it. I didn't expect the person who volunteered to be fucked in front of everyone to enjoy it so much. I mean, just look at you. Doing such a good job. Throwing yourself back on my cock, trying to get more friction. Oh, if you can come without me touching you, then you have permission, bitch. Might as well really give them a show since you aren't actually in trouble. I think you would like that a bit too much, wouldn't you? Probably would desert tonight if it means you would get to feel my cock again, huh? Oh, fuck. What a cock slut. Had no idea you would be so eager when I called you Eager One. Seems like the nickname fits, huh? Oh, yeah. The feel good cum dump. You like how my cock feels inside you, filling you up. You just need more, huh? You get what you get, cock sluts. And you don't need any more. This is supposed to be about showing them the punishment, but you are enjoying this far too much for it to be effective. You might just turn this entire camp into a cum dump if you aren't careful. Oh, fuck. Just look at you. Oh, yes. Moaning like a bitch in heat. Trying to take me even deeper. Oh, you're absolutely shameless. Where is the shyness from earlier? Where's the little one who didn't even want to take off their clothes in front of everyone? Oh, it was all an act. It was all just to make people think you're more innocent than you are, wasn't it? You like to play good only to reveal just how bad you are, right? Oh, fuck. Oh, that's it. That's good, sweet one. Taking every inch of my tendrils so well, yes. Oh, you feel so good wrapped around me. Maybe I should just keep you for myself. It doesn't seem like you're going to go into battle. It doesn't seem like fighting is really your forte. Not with how well you take my cock. You're enjoying this so much, it would almost be a waste to send you into the field with a gun or a knife. Yeah, you're much more suited for pleasure. Being a cum dump for the camp. Addicted to taking cock after tendril, after tentacle, after knot, after pussy. You want to be drowning in pleasure, don't you? Oh, fuck. Oh, what a greedy little bitch you are. Your whole swallowing my tendril with every thrust inside you. Getting closer to coming inside and breeding your whole. Oh, that's what you want, right? I know you want me to come inside. Wanna feel me leaking down your leg as you walk off stage? Oh, will you even have the audacity to be shameful, or are you gonna show it off? Oh, I think you should show it off. Be proud of your status as the camp's cum dump. After all, a good cum dump is filled to the brim, right? Oh, fuck. So then wouldn't it be a sign of pride that you did your job well if my cum was leaking out of you? Oh, yeah. Oh, that's a good bitch. Moaning as I continue to get closer. Oh, yeah. You want to feel my tendril twitching inside you, don't you? Feel my tentacle spasm as cum paints your insides white. So fucking... Oh, yeah. That's a good cock, sluts. You feel so amazing against me. Rocking your hips, trying to get more pleasure. Oh, you're so close, but it's just not enough, is it? Oh. If any cockslut is going to be able to come without being touched, it would definitely be you. Oh, fuck. If you don't come this time, that just means we're going to have to work towards it. Train the eager bitch to come on a tendril just like this. Fuck. Oh, your hole feels so fucking good, little one. Oh, taking me so well, yes. Oh, fuck. Making me feel good, yeah. Oh, yes, fuck, so close. Right there, I think. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, little one, I think. Oh, I think I'm gonna... Oh, fuck, I'm gonna... I'm gonna... Oh, fuck, I'm gonna... Oh, that felt so good. Did you happen to come too, little one? Look at that, everyone. What a good bitch we have here. If this one happened to desert us, we know just how well they're going to take to being a cum dump for the camp. Oh, it's okay, eager one. I know how it is when you first join the Dark Lord's army. You're so excited to prove yourself. You want to show everyone that you can do everything. Even if it's humiliating like this. But there's a silver lining to everything, little one. If you think about it, you know what happens if you desert. If you just want to be a cum dump, you know what to do now. You don't have to fight at all. You can just walk away from the camp tonight only to be taken back to my tent so I can have my way with you in private. All these prying eyes made it a bit difficult for me to do what I wanted to do to you. I had to be on my best behavior for the new recruits, after all. You're dismissed. All right, now who has questions on how to deal with deserters? I see you in the back. Yes, the drow. What is your question for me?